ally defending Joe Biden over Hunter Biden allegations once lobbied for Russian energy company. By Kyle Olson on October 15, 2020. And campaign ally defending Joe Biden over allegations Hunter Biden exploited his father's government position once lobbied on behalf of a Russian energy company. On Wednesday, the New York Post reported on Amos Hochstein. About 4 months after Hunter Biden's correspondence with Vadim Pashersky, Devin, Archer forwarded Hunter Biden an email chain with the subject line "Tax Raise Impact on Burisma Production," which included Pashersky saying that the Ukrainian cabinet had submitted new tax legislation to the country's parliament. If enacted, this law would kill the entire private gas production sector in the bud, Pashersky wrote. In the September 24, 2014 email, Pashersky also said he was going to share this information with the U.S. Embassy here in Kiev, as well as the office of Mr. Amos Hochstein in the States. At the time, Hochstein was the State Department's newly appointed Special Envoy and Coordinator for International Energy Affairs. Today, Hochstein attempted to downplay the allegations that then-Vice President Biden met with Pashersky, an advisor to the board of Burisma, when Pashersky was in Washington, D.C. Via Politico. And senior Biden advisors who spoke to Politico on Wednesday, including Michael Carpenter and Amos Hochstein, who staffed the vice president at the time, similarly said that while there was never an official meeting, it's technically conceivable that Pashersky would have approached Biden on the sidelines of some broader U.S.-Ukraine event. But they emphasized that they have no indication that happened, and that they had never heard of Pashersky before. According to a Lobbying Disclosure Act filing, Hochstein was listed as the contact and lobbyist for Roy Hughes in 2003. A Washington Post story from January 25, 2003 referred to Roy Hughes as a Russian energy monopoly in which the controlling stake belongs to the state. Hochstein's firm, Cassidy & Associates, was paid $600,000 from 2003 to 2005 to lobby on behalf of the Russian entity. That was disclosed in a Senate lobbying disclosure filing. He went on to advise Biden and Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and John Kerry on U.S. efforts to curb Russia's weaponization of energy in Europe, according to his LinkedIn profile. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.